It's Hot 93.7, Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B. This is the Beat of C team. My name is Jenny Boom Boom. DJ Michi's here. What up, Michi?
What's up? What's up?
Today we have Sarah Thompson here, who is the owner of shopblackct.com.
Nice.
And also Reggie White from, he's the Crab Shack King, and his restaurant is A Touch of Soul. So it's very nice to meet both of you, and thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, Sarah, talk to me about shopblackct.com, because let me tell you something, okay? I love to support Black-owned businesses, and sometimes it's hard to find a list of Black-owned businesses in the area. It's right. actually kind of excruciating.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, you know, what made you decide to start this website?
Sure. I mean, I get that question quite a bit. Especially because I am not a Black business owner. And so the question is, you know, kind of what was the purpose behind the site? Really, over the past several years, I've been learning and unlearning about the inequalities that are very prevalent in our society for Black business owners, mm-hmm. including, you know, just loan discrimination, lots of hurdles that these business owners face. And so after the, you know, going to different protests and just trying and figure out where I fit in this, you know, tackling of systemic racism piece, I was inspired to try to create a list because, like you said, it was hard to find Black-owned businesses in the state of Connecticut in one comprehensive list. Mm-hmm. I want to say that, you know, the idea to have a list is not a new one. There are lists that exist. But what I was trying to do was figure out where can I go to find closest businesses to my community. But beyond that, what are these businesses' stories? Because that's what I'm very interested in. In my full-time job, I work in marketing and communications, and everyone has a story to tell. So beyond the list, what are their stories and what inspired them to start their businesses in the first place? So really the overarching goal of the site is to tackle systemic racism and try to level the playing field and transform the legacy of economic inequality in our country. And in doing that, you know, we all play a part. I want to clarify that, you know, I am technically the founder of the site, but the ownership is through the team. We have a volunteer team. It's 100% volunteer driven, and it's a diverse team, which includes Black business owners. So that's important, too, to try to make sure that we're doing something that's helpful for the businesses and consumers together. But yeah, just trying to fill a gap, trying to help people connect and try to level that playing field.
Wow. That's amazing. So you started off with, in the hundreds for businesses, right? And now it's grown to 900 businesses.
Wow.
It's amazing. I mean, so the site launched July 1st. It technically went live mid-June after I attended protests for the killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. I was active at those protests, but I just, like I said, wanted to do something tangible to move from empathy to action. What can I do? So anyway, mid-June started the site. It launched on July 1st with about 175 businesses. Mm. Those businesses were personal connections or places that our team frequented. Some of the, you know, word of mouth at that point. But since then, it's unbelievably cool and amazing that now there are over 940 listings just in the past couple months.
I'm looking at some of the businesses here that are listed, like Dutch's and Baby J's Spices and the Key Bookstore. I printed out just about every single one. Capital Ice Cream. I mean, there's a ton of businesses on your website. And, you know, and I love the fact that you do list them also according to community, because sometimes, you know, that's a great way to be, so you can frequent these businesses near you. So, Mr. White, hello. How are you there, sir?
All right. How you doing?
So you're the Crab Shack King, huh?
Yeah, I'm the Crab Shack King. I really am. I really am.
So tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, I don't even know where to start, but I have a passion to cook. I have always had a passion to cook. So I was really a truck driver. So when my company filed bankruptcy last year, that just pushed me, you know, into my dream. So I got in the kitchen. And I started coming up with my own special sauces and recipes because I wanted it to be really, really good, you know. So I the way I eat, that's the way I want to serve people. You know, I love good flavored food. So I put a little twist on it. That's why it's a touch of soul. So I got a little soul on it. And then also bring in my my mother's old home cooking and my grandparents, you know, brought them into it. So, you know, just a passion of mine. And it really, it was hard work. it was hard work, but I love when people come and tell me that you have the best crab cakes I've ever tasted. Mm. And the garlic butter sauce is so delicious. You know, I take my time and I do it. It's not like I rush. Now, I don't rush and do my food at all. You know, I take my time, but I have a system. So I have a system to be able to pick up when people come in, and I just love to see them smile on their face. I just love to smile on their face when they come.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, you're making me hungry over here, Reggie. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I'm starving right now.
I'm telling you, it's fire now.
He's like, no, seriously, it's true. It's delicious. My food is so good.
Can I tell you that the way I met Reggie was through a mutual friend who said, when we were starting the site, he said, you have to connect with Crab Shack King. He has the best seafood in the state. So, you know, the word is out there for sure.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So, yeah. Reggie, where are you guys located?
In Middletown. Oh, right on Washington Street in Middletown. So now I'm finna get into it. Okay. So can I?
Yeah. Absolutely, Reggie. The floor is right. Yours.
Okay. So as a black man in my past, my history, it's always a fear of the not knowing to start your own business. You know, it's always that way. You know, if you don't know, it's not gonna do it. You know, not gonna do it. So I mean, I talk to a few restaurant owners, a few people, and sometimes people want to help you and sometimes they don't, right? So I got to the place where I am now, but then, okay, I got over that hurdle and I'm still going to another hurdle. And I'm gonna tell you how blessed I am to have Sarah and them come into the picture. Because once I did the shop, blackct.com interview and a photo shoot, people was literally coming to the trailer telling me where they got me from, shopblackct.com.
That's so great.
And the business started going. So now, Sarah don't know this yet, but I'm finna tell her now. So now I'm going inside my own takeout location now. So I'm in the process now of doing that.
Oh, because great.
My sales went up so much. And people was coming from New London. I don't know how they found out. ShopBlackCT.com, they was come from everywhere.
Wow.
Really come from everywhere. I was selling out.
Reggie, I'm just so happy you're in Middletown because you're close to me, so I'm going to come there. I'm going to be your worst nightmare. I have a big family. I'm going to put in a big order, Reggie. You're going to be like, dang, she took all my food.
That's incredible. Yep. That's incredible news, Reggie.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. I was going to share a little bit what he's talking about. So part of what we do on the site for businesses, as much as our volunteer team has the capacity and we're growing the team, but we feature businesses beyond a list. So what we do is try to go out and, like we said, meet these business owners, hear their stories, which Reggie has an amazing story, by the way, but hear their stories and take photographs and do a feature write-up. And those are the things that you were talking about, Jenny, I think that you printed out, and just tell more, but also provide free photos for the businesses to use for further marketing, and then blast it all over digital marketing, all over social media and things like that. And so for us, it's a very low overhead, except for the investment of time and talent. But the effects, you know, like Reggie's saying, we've been hearing are just so inspiring and so encouraging to us that, you know, people are coming. They're coming and they're responding. So that's awesome news.
The website is so beautifully done because a lot of times, like I said, when you're looking for the list on the internet, you just see the list. Mm-hmm. So you don't really learn anything about the businesses per se. You know, you don't see the pictures and you don't get to really know the business. So the fact that you did that and put all that work in is just incredible, Sarah.
It's a whole team effort. And I have to say, you know, these are professional photographers that are, you know, they're in the thick of their wedding seasons and everything else, even through COVID. And so I'm just humbled that, you know, people want to be a part of this effort. And we have a team of about 25 people right now. So it's quite a few people. But like Reggie said, you know, now he's got a new friend and she's got a new friend, the photographer that came out. She actually did the write-up and photography, Brenda De Los Santos. And so, yeah, it's really cool. It's connecting. Also, I've been hearing businesses to businesses. So a lot of businesses are connecting with one another and able to kind of, you know, find vendors that they might need. So, you know, for Reggie, we've promoted his food truck to different event, you know, vendors and things like that as well. So.
Reggie, your food truck's going to be in front of my house every day. I'm going to call you up and tell you to come to my neighborhood. So, you know, he mentioned something really important. And me and Meechie have actually talked about this in the past. We were talking about this yesterday, Meech. Mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, sometimes you have an idea and you want to get things started, you know, but you just really kind of don't know how.
Right.
So, Sarah, how did you get it started?
I'm a believer in you got to take risks and just go for it. Yeah. You have to do it smart, you know, be smart about it. Don't be naive. But, you know, my background, so I've had about 20 plus years in the marketing, communications, and community nonprofit field. So kind of the blend of those has allowed me to learn quite a bit over the last two decades, and not only learn tangible skills like how to start a website, but, you know, maybe where the needs are in the community and things like that. And the importance of surveying people, surveying the business owners to hear from them. What is it that you need? And so, I don't know, I guess all those pieces just came together and, you know, thanks to being able to be home a lot right now, you know, the time of being home and able to work from home has allowed me to have the time and space to put it together. But really, it was just jumping right in and relying on a team from the start to help, you know, facilitate this. But I guess you just have to jump in. And if you have a pull, I mean, I feel like you know, there was this pull and a request to do something. And so I'm just trying to respond to that.
That's amazing.
I think that's great. Yeah. That's spectacular.
Now, Sarah, if I'm a Black-owned business and I want to get in touch with you and I want to get my business on your platform, how do I go about that? Like, is there like a total process or how do I get on your site?
Well, I could have Reggie speak to how easy it is, right, Reggie? It's not hard. but yeah, there's a button on the website that says submit a business. People opt in and check that, you know, verifying that it's a Black-owned business. So there's, you know, a trust factor there, I guess. But and then you basically have to have a link. So either a link to a social media page or a link to your website or even, you know, sometimes Yelp or something like that. But just as a way you can link out. And that's it. And when a business submits their information, we then follow up and kind of help hear from them, like I said, through that survey, provide further marketing tools for them, kind of bridge that, start that relationship, I guess, growing. We have a Facebook page for business owners so they can connect, Facebook group, I should say, for business owners so they can connect with one another. But yeah, it's really simple to get on there. And then what we do is also provide a blog platform if business owners want to share their expertise. It's open and available for the business owners to do that. And we've had several business owners, everything from finance to insurance to, you know, the Black experience or, you know, racial justice issues being submitted for the blog, and we're posting as fast as we can. So yeah, your point is how easy it is. That's one of our goals, is because there's enough obstacles and barriers for Black-owned businesses. We're trying to remove those and make it easy, easy to share. And so they can focus on what they do best. Like Reggie can focus on his passion, which is cooking, and he doesn't have to worry about the marketing and all that. You know, we're trying to help in that way, make it easy.
That's great.
That's so great. So, and it doesn't cost anything.
No, 100% free. And thanks for asking that, Jenny, because that's a big piece of this. We believe in this, having this information free and open to the public, again, to remove those barriers, but there's no profit being made off the site. Try to put that in like bold underlined letters. No profit being made. There's nothing expected in return. You know, we're just trying to do this out of giving. But yeah, no cost. And we're not doing advertising or anything like that, because we just really want to do this purely to elevate and amplify these Black-owned businesses in our state. And we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, I think Jenny said Middletown's close to you. What I think people are maybe surprised by, but should kind of start to learn, there are Black-owned businesses all over the state. Mm. It's not just concentrated to the urban areas. You know, it's not just concentrated to New Haven or Hartford. They are all over the place. So, you know, I think people need to understand, just look into your community and see how you consistently support these businesses to help, you know, tackle that systemic issues that we're talking about earlier.
Well, I think that that's where the disconnect really does come in, just being honest. I think that people, like folks know where, it, you know, where to go for a Black-owned business, but they don't realize there might be some right in their own neighborhood. Right,
absolutely.
Right. They just don't, you know? So I think that that's great. And yeah, Reggie, I'll be frequenting your restaurant. I think I already said that. What kind of businesses are you seeing like the most of on your website now, Sarah? I mean, you know, what's the highest growing type of business on your website?
Yeah, well, I would there's a whole category for exclusively online businesses. And I think that speaks to another need that we're trying to address is, you know, some of these businesses don't have brick and mortar storefronts. And we're trying to help not have that be a barrier to, you know, getting the word out. So there are a lot of exclusively online boutiques and retail. So a lot of, you know, clothes and beauty products, things like that. But restaurants for sure. For sure, you know, that's always a big category. But yeah, probably clothing, gear, a lot of wellness, believe it or not, which is really encouraging to see a lot of, you know, wellness category, and then the restaurants and catering.
I was going to ask that because an online business, you have no problem posting them on your website. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you said you have to research them a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of these businesses, that's where you start, right? You start out of your house, maybe, you know, or you're starting with your own personal funding, again, because the statistics show that Black-owned businesses have a much higher rejection rate for loans, business loans. And so a lot of these businesses are funded personally or, you know, through credit. So trying to keep overhead low, you're in you're working your grind, you're in your kitchen, you know, packing up boxes, yeah, whatever you have to do. Yeah. Why should that hold you back from being, you know, promoted for free? So yeah, we want to do that for anybody.
And is there an age requirement for your website also? I'm just asking because I know a couple of teenagers recently that have started businesses, whether they're, you know, thrifting and yeah, reselling clothes after I forget the word for it, upcycling, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. I know a lot of teenagers are doing stuff like that now. So are they eligible to be on your website as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, we would want to encourage that young entrepreneurship because that is just really cool that they're trying to do whatever, you know, following their passion, I guess, or the interest. And so we want to encourage that. So no, as long as they've got some kind of link, some kind of social media or website link. Nice. And in fact, there are two young boys down, I think they're in Stanford right now. They started doing some water and snack sales on the corner of their lot where they live, and it's blown up. So we're trying to
wow,
help those two guys too. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They're raising money to purchase a lawnmower to start a lawn business. And I think they were 8 and 9 years old, maybe 9 and 10. Wow. And Home Depot, I believe, donated a lawnmower. Anyway, it's blown up. So the point is, yes, we are absolutely supportive and want to help promote, you know, young entrepreneurs.
I was just thinking, my son has a Fortnite addiction. I really got to get this guy out here. Like, I need my son out in the front yard selling something, okay?
Send him over to Reggie. Reggie needs help now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Reggie, getting back to your business, yeah, you're in Middletown, yes, and you said you're now starting a takeout business. Talk to me a little bit more about that because we need to know everything that's happening with you over there at Touch of Soul.
Yeah, so I'm going into a space I had to hire a lawyer because this is another part of the leasing I didn't quite understand. So I would recommend it to a lawyer that specializes in that. So I wanted to make sure that everything was, all the T's was crossed and the I was dotted because I didn't want to get into a lease that I couldn't afford, mm-hmm, you know? So I hired a lawyer and he's going over still now. So hopefully between the day and tomorrow I'll sign because we would negotiate the lease now. And it's a good spot. It's on the same strip. You know, I'm not going to say where yet because I don't want nobody else to have the idea to try to go get it.
Very smart, Reggie. Don't ever reveal what's going on. I'm with you there, Reg.
And there's a lot of empty ones on that strip, so good luck with finding that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I'm going to do that. The places, you know, I got to put some money into it. But I'm like Sarah, I'm a jumper. I jump sometime with no parachute. You know, and I just go. That's just been who I've always been. You know, I like to take risks, and especially with this passion of mine of cooking. And so I know I can't go wrong. And everybody said, well, now you finally found your niche. You finally fell into your gift, your calling. You finally did it. Because I had other businesses that I was doing, you know, but this one was it. This one was really, really, really it. I just want to briefly go back while I was in my mind while you was talking, when Sarah was talking about the young kids out there. Doing their thing and they're helping them. You know, it's not only that, and like I said before, men, young men in general, they have a hard time, you know, getting into this field, into any business, you know? So Sarah is truly a blessing because that really, I'm telling you, that really takes a lot of weight off your shoulders that marketing, promoting and stuff, that takes a lot. I mean, that takes a lot, because when I had my other business, I was spending a lot of money not knowing what I was doing, you know, trying to promote my business. You know, it was successful to an extent, but, you know, it was capped, you know, so I couldn't move any further. But and the reason why that I'm trying to do this right and make sure I succeed, so everyone else that know me from my past can see, and the young guys to see that I mentioned, to see that you don't have to go to the street, you don't have to rob or steal or do anything like that. Because if you have a dream or a passion, and I'm here, and I tell them, I say, if you need help, if I can't do it, I can direct you to the people who can help you. Because along the way, I fell a lot. I messed up a lot. I'm gonna tell you, one of my last meetings, I got in trouble with taxes. This lady, I hired an accountant, and she came and said, "Oh my God, what were you doing?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." So she fixed it for me, but it cost me. You know, it cost me. So stuff like that, when you don't know what to do, accountants and, you know, tech, when you don't know, you need help. And so shopblackct.com is really a blessing. And I can encourage people to go on their website and get connected. Because once you get connected, remember, you have other businesses in there, like Sarah said, in the blog. You got other businesses in there. You can get in there and you can do your thing. So that's what drives me as well. It's trying to be the example, say, listen, if he can do it, I can do it. Because I'm computer literate. I have a hard time on the internet as it is. But I have a business sense, you know, I'm sharp. So, and I know how to go at what I want. But when you get into the logistics of it, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
That was the hard part for me, you know, that was the hard part.
But I think that's a hard part for everybody, just right. about. I mean, it's yeah. just like you said, it's getting started. It's on the paper. You know what you want to do. You know your goals. Yeah. And there's all these other parts to it. So, yeah. You know, Sarah and you also, Reggie, have both started businesses in the past. So tell me, give me a couple of key things to think of, like when you're going to be starting a business. Give me a couple of things that, you know, right off the top that you know that has to happen in order for you to start a business.
LLC, you gotta get registered and then get an accountant. Talk to an accountant. I mean,
like, go to H&R Block. Worst thing.
Or ShopBlackCT, because there's accountants on there.
Oh, there's a ShopBlackCT. It's got accountants on there. I'm sorry, Sarah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, the site itself is not a business, so it's an initiative, it's an effort, you know, a volunteer effort. But so I'm going to kick this question to Reggie. He's the businessman, and I don't know if you want to talk about the nonprofit. I don't want to put you on the spot, but Reggie's got a few things going on.
Reggie, what's going on over there in your little square there on Zoom? What's happening there, my friend?
So I opened up a nonprofit called Total Man Inc., and it was geared toward young men and women, gang members and stuff like that, because that was my history. You know, I was a former gang member, drug dealer. I did some time in feds. I did 10 years in a federal prison. So I had a lot of time to think. I wouldn't let a lot of guys in there. You know, they just wanted to do their time. I took a lot of classes and I did a lot of thinking. So when I came home, and I said to myself, how can I reach back, because I had a lot of young kids, teenagers, 15, 16, all the way up, that was hustling for me. So I said, well, how can I give back? How can I let them know? Because I was sitting inside thinking, I said, all these people are driving these nice cars, never hustled on the street, got good credit, just working. No, just working, a 9-to-5. You know, so I'm saying, what was I thinking? You know? So that's what I wanted to bring back. So I opened up the Total Man Inc., me and another brother, and I had a couple sisters with me on it. And it was crazy because once I started it, people just started reaching out, especially the school system. The school system reached out to me and said, I got 13 kids, just like that, 13 kids. Can you help us? I took the 13 kids. The next thing you know, I'm over in Hartford working with Luke Bronin, the mayor over there, with some gang members and stuff like that over there. I mean, and this was in a circle that nobody really knew. This was a circle that nobody knew. None of the kids knew. They didn't want their names to be named. You had to call them other names. But we had them in a circle, and we was talking and engaging with them. So that's what I was trying to bring to them. I had my business then, and I was sharing with them my story, and sharing it was not worth it, sharing that you can never win. I don't care who you are, you can never win. You can never win. So they was engaging with it, and they were taking from us some things that we gave to them, and then all of a sudden that they really gravitated towards our past and was really inspired, like looking, okay, now what can I do? Like, okay. So in their mind, they were saying, okay, I got this product here, and I'm doing this and that. So how can I get in and do what you're doing, you know? So that's what we're trying to gear them towards. And so I was just doing that, and we go speak at the Kleinberg. I'll actually go speak to my probation officer, federal probation officer, would call me to New Haven. I'll speak to other federal inmates, you know, because I did a whole 360. I kept turning and turning because I saw the gift. It was a gift that I had to hustle, but all I had to do was change the game. So I started putting all my energy into stuff like that. Even though I was falling down, you know, making mistakes, I kept going. I said, I'm not going to stop. Believe me, I wanted to give up. I said, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, you know? But you get help, man. You get help. You got to find somebody. And a lot of that was my pride, too, because I knew when I was running things out there, it was my pride to come to somebody else to ask for help, you know?
Right.
So yeah. That really held me back a lot. You know, so that's what I'm saying. That was like Sarah and them. It's like, I wish you would have had this, you know, when I was ready. You know what I'm saying? I wish you were there then, because I wouldn't have had to go through all of that stuff. So this is why it's really good, because you got people with bumps and bruises that's in shopblackct.com. You got a lot of people there with bumps and bruises. So if you should be able to find help in there anywhere, you know. Yeah. And I have no idea there were so many black-owned businesses around me. I didn't. And I said, wow, really?
Well, that's the beauty of this situation, right? I mean, that's the beauty of this website. And you know, just for what you said a second ago there, Reggie, like, I think everybody has to fall down and make mistakes in order to be successful in the end.
Absolutely.
And it's happened to every single person that's super rich and super successful. They went through things. It didn't just happen. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, so I almost threw the towel in 4 or 5 times. I'm going to tell you.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't. And it's a great thing you're doing. It's a great thing that you're doing for your community. So how do we get some more information about your nonprofit?
Oh, totalmaninc.org.
Okay.
It's on the website. It's on Shop Black City.
Okay.
You want to find it. We have a nonprofit section.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Nice. I mentor.
Thought of everything there, Sarah.
Not just me, but yes. Again, like I said, that idea came from, someone who wanted to submit a nonprofit said, do you have a category for that? Of course, we can make a category. Why not? You know, it's not for profit, but it's still, you know, in that same category of trying to connect people to a service or something like that. And,
right.
You know, that's where, when Reggie shares his story, really his voice is the important voice through all this, not my voice or not, you know, I'm here to help in a way that the business owners want and need help. So as much as these business owners can share that with us, you know, what would be helpful, that will help us guide with the direction where the website will go.
Well,
we need Reggie. We need him to inspire.
This is spectacular. And I know the winter months are about to come in, right? And things have been a little funky, I know, for a lot of small businesses. So let's regroup in the next few weeks again and just kind of talk about what's happening with the website. Does that sound good?
That would be great. And, you know, just not to put a sad note on it, but, you know, between February and March, 41% of Black-owned businesses across the country closed because of COVID. 41%, compared to 17%, you know, of white-owned businesses. And we're not saying that small businesses are struggling. All businesses are struggling right now. Right. But to your point, we're going into the winter season. So things are going to change. You know, restaurants, everything's got to adjust.
Right. So we're going to make sure and get out there and support.
Yeah. So let's keep the conversation. Well, let's keep the conversation going. Yeah. Thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sarah Thompson from shopblackct.com, or Reggie White, the Crab Shack King from A Touch of Soul in Middletown, where it's be my brand new home. Yesterday.
You're welcome. You and Michi come through.
Oh yeah, Michi. Yeah, it's at 937.